I'm going to talk about living day to day with ADHD.
Okay.
So the ADHD brain, which is also a neurodivergent brain, which is important to know, because a lot of times we don't recognize that in a way that is helpful for people. And there's some common comorbidities with ADHD, and that is anxiety, depression, and substance abuse goes along. And it's interesting that there's also a really high percentage, and probably everyone knows this, of people in prison with ADHD and learning disabilities. So there's a lot of feelings that go into having ADHD and how a person feels about themselves and their inability to be, you know, like neurotypical brained people. And so some of us on this team have also, you know, struggled with these issues and have had the fortune of passing it on to our children. Yeah. So I had a situation that happened this last week with my adult son. I say adult loosely, but he is an adult. He gives me lots of material. In fact, he called me on the way here and he says, "What are you talking about today?" I said, "You." And he said, "Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll make this point and this point." I'm like, okay, enough. So over the weekend, we had a family party and it was a lot of work and he came over to help us. And he's kind of a little bit like Pigpen, you know, and he leaves a trail even though he's really trying to help and he's very dear. And so he gets there and he loses his car keys, which is a typical thing of ADHDers. Okay. So then he finds where I've hidden the spare key and he's got the spare key. And so at the end of the night, I'm really tired and he's getting ready to leave and it's taking him like an hour to leave. Well, he's lost the spare key.
Oh, no.
And so he could tell my frustration and he turns to me and he says, "Mom, I want you to think about how you're feeling right now. And remember that people have been frustrated with you as well."
Isn't that stuff you've told him before?
Yeah, but then he adds, but on a milder level, you know, so the kid has insight and, you know, and self-awareness. I know. But you know what? I had to reflect back and later. And I actually apologized to him. I said, "You're right. It was a perfect scenario where I was being like my mother."
Yeah.
And I was being, you know, even my heavy sighs, I'm like, oh, expressing that I was irritated at his lack of finding things. Anyway, I had some examples on how to remedy that. One of the things is we have to really be aware that our hands and our brain work separately. And so we have to ask ourselves, what are our hands doing? It's really important to clue in and do a lot of self-talk and to also slow down and think, to ask ourselves what we're anxious about.
Yeah.
And it's really important not to handle important items when we're preoccupied. So there has to be more intentionality to take control of our symptoms.